And welcome back to Rosie on the House. And today's topic, we really are following Jennifer's passion. And she's been so busy, she really hasn't been able to participate in the program very much. But this is her new passion in life, is the Living in Place generation that we are going to be dealing with for really about the next 2 decades. And we've got experts in here talking about what we need to do at your home. If independent living is all about staying where you currently live, we've got Todd Whitaker, Ron LaBrie, and Tom Malafa from TWD Inc. Y'all are offering a special offer. Let's cover that one more time. But we need to state, which we haven't, is that this is good for Maricopa County only.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So, yeah, we are.
We're broadcasting statewide, and we're getting requests from Lake Havasu and Page.
Yeah. No, it is for Maricopa County only. And, you know, it's a Rosie on the House voucher. And call in today at 623-544-1211. And it's good for a free universal design consultation.
Very good. So if your definition of independent living is all about staying at home, these are the guys to contact at TWD. Okay, now, what about the financial dimension of entering this stage of your life? We've got a special guest that's going to join us by telephone, Mr. Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending. And Harold, thanks again for carving time out of your personal Saturday. We appreciate you coming in and talking through what the homeowners, the option is as it relates to financing some of these improvements or financing their later years.
Thanks, Rosie. Appreciate you having me on again.
You bet. You know, and the first thing that pops in my mind is those things called reverse mortgages. And when people call, for years, when people called me at the office and asked me what I thought of them, I said, you know what? Anytime you have a 60-year-old washed up TV celebrities advertising a product at late night cable television is probably not something you want to seriously entertain. But the reverse mortgages is something that I've had a complete change of heart with recently. Why don't you talk about how they've evolved?
The reverse mortgage can be a good tool. Of course, just like everything, it's not for everybody. But if you're over 62 years in age and you've got equity in your home, it can be a good financial tool to help reduce monthly expenses. It's the misconception out there that you're selling your house back to the bank. That is not the case at all. The way I like to look at the reverse mortgage, and essentially what it is you're just deferring your mortgage payments to the end of the loan at the point that you decide to either sell the property or move out of the property. And so it's a financial tool to defer payments to the end of the time that you are living in the home.
It isn't for everyone, but it's another tool in your toolbox to consider. I'm personally familiar, Harold, with a 70-year-old individual you recently took care of. Why don't you talk through his scenario and what you were able to do for him?
This was one that was perfect for him. Unfortunately, what he had is that his wife had died a few years earlier, and there were a massive amount of medical bills for himself. Also, he was ill, and there were a massive amount of medical bills. But he owned his home free and clear. He did not have a mortgage on the home. But because of all the medical bills, and it was tens of thousands, and he ended up getting judgments against him for the medical bills that were unpaid. Other bills had gone unpaid, where he ended up with judgments against him. And
what do you do at 70 years old when you see your credit rating just exploding? Well, man, that's heartbreaking.
It is, and so his entire life of work and savings was wiped out, and he was 70. And when he contacted us, it was he was requesting a home equity loan to try to pay off these bills. And then, unfortunately, where his credit rating was, there was no option for that.
Double whammy.
So we. Yeah, so we presented to him a reverse mortgage at that time, and on a reverse mortgage, there is no credit qualifying. It's the equity in the property and your age. So what we were able to do with that is pay off the judgments, pay off the medical bills, and since it's deferred payments, you do not have a payment to make. If you choose not to, you do not have to make a payment on that reverse mortgage. It completely got him out of the financial bind that he was in. You know, he was not in good enough health at 70 to go back to work, to try to earn more money, to pay off these debts. And so the equity that, that he had in his property from the years of work, to pay off the home, that's what got him out of the financial bind. And so that one is by far one of my favorites, because we saw somebody that came to us and he was defeated. You could see it in his face. He was defeated. And this was something that got him right out of that, just instantly changed his life.
It instantly changed his life, instantly melted away anxieties, instantly let him go back to his home, walk into his home, take the 3 feet stack of invoices for medical care that he was totally ignoring, wouldn't even open them because it was tearing his heart out, and he shredded them. It was all done. It was taken care of. And now Harold and I are together on this. We have, in the early stages of reverse mortgages, talked people out of them. Don't go there. Harold, talk about the early generation of these and how they got off to really what I consider a very shady start.
It's true, and Rosie, now you and I had talked about it years ago, and you asked me my opinion on reverse mortgages, and I said they're not my favorite. Part of the reason for that, and it's unfortunate in our industry, and it still happens today. On the reverse mortgages, because there is no payment that's required from the homeowner, there are people in our industry that will take advantage of that and charge excessive amounts for closing costs, charge excessive amounts for interest rate for the purpose of making more money. It's a bigger commission if you do it that way. So just like a regular conventional mortgage or Ford mortgage, it is important to make sure that you get comparison quotes for interest rate. The interest rate is important on a reverse mortgage, even though you don't have a payment to make, because the higher your interest rate is on that reverse mortgage, the faster it eats into your equity, the more interest you're deferring to the back of the loan, and you find yourself with less equity in the property at the end than you should have had. And so it was a common practice years ago for originators that did reverse mortgages. It was a common practice to charge the highest rate possible, the highest rate they could get away with. And it's something that really turned a lot of people off to reverses. But then as we did more research, as we found out more about what's available and how to structure these reverse mortgages to the benefit of the homeowner, what we find is that you can get interest rates, of course, dependent on age, dependent on the equity in the property, you can get interest rates that are sometimes better than what's on a Ford mortgage. And so it can be a very good tool if done properly.
One of the reasons that they were used to exploit the elderly so aggressively in their early stages is most people don't realize that reverse mortgages were exempt from the increased scrutiny of the Dodd-Frank legislation on predatory lending. They actually excluded reverse mortgages from all of that. So they were able to take advantage of rates and elderly folks and high equity relationships because there was no legal punitive recourse. So that's amazing to me. So now the market has driven it. And now before you even get a reverse mortgage, they're talking about, talk about the requirements to even entertain getting one of these.
We will not accept an application for a reverse mortgage unless the homeowner has completed a reverse mortgage counseling class prior to the application for the reverse mortgage. And it's really important. We want to make sure that the homeowner that is considering taking a reverse mortgage has all of the information possible, knows exactly what they're signing up for before they do it. And so you can't even apply for a reverse mortgage until you've taken the class. And then you've got the opportunity to ask all of the questions. You'll get all the information about how the reverse mortgage works. And it's encouraged, actually, that that if you're a senior and you're considering a reverse mortgage, have your family participate in the class with you. Have your kids or your heirs participate in that class, because for a lot of people, the home is part of the not only the retirement strategy, but designed to be passed on to the heirs and part of an inheritance that you might want to pass on. And so it's important to have the family members understand also what the strategy is and what we're doing with the reverse mortgage, so that everybody's on board for what's happening, everybody understands what's happening, and then we find the process of the reverse mortgage goes much more smoothly. Everybody knows what's happening, and that makes for a good transaction.
Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending, talking our way through reverse mortgages. It is an area prime and rife with people that will exploit the elderly. All the more reason you must be very careful on who you're talking to in negotiating that. Harold, hang on one second. We do have a caller we're going to bring in after the next segment. Has specific questions on that dimension for you. Do you mind hanging on just a minute?
Of course.
Okay. That's Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending. We're here with the experts from TWD, Todd Whitaker, Ron LaBrie, and Tom Malafa. Guys, I can't thank you all enough for coming in and talking through the dimensions of what you can do at a person's own home.
Yeah. Yes. And again, for those Rosie listeners, we are offering a voucher for a free universal design consultation. And with that, you'll get the Ultimate Living and Aging in Place Guide by TWD. Our phones are open right now, 623-544-1211. Or later on, you can always access our website at twdaz.com. And under contacts, you can request information as well.
Now, you said the phones are open now. What about your showroom? I mean, y'all have a hidden gym right there on Grand.
Yeah, our showroom is open Monday through Friday, and then on Saturdays by appointment. So if you would like a Saturday appointment, you would just either reach out to us on our website
ahead.
Or call and schedule an appointment.
You know, one of the reasons I'm asked all the time, did I start doing this radio show? And it was because as a remodeling contractor, I saw all of the elderly that were being taken advantage of. And I thought, you know, if I could develop a platform that I could protect these people, that was going to be a big part of my mission in doing a radio broadcast, homeownership radio broadcast, every single Saturday morning. It was to protect the vulnerable. We're here at Rosie on the House with the vision, the mission, and the goal to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. That's why we're here every single Saturday morning for you. We'll be back with Galaxy Lending and the guys from TWD right after this.